Is your vehicle stopping like it should? Does it squeal or grind when you brake? Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To the teachers, assistants, and support staff who see potential in every child, Grand Canyon University recognizes you. We created the National Center for Teacher Preparation at GCU, along with a generous scholarship so you can become a licensed teacher with paid benefits. Over 100 GCU alumni have been recognized award recipients, including Superintendent, Administrator, and Teacher of the Year. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/parapro.
Refunds $250 million irrigation loan from African Development Bank after assessment revealed the extent of devastation caused by Galamsey that has forced cocoa farmers to now resort to desperate measures to irrigate their farms.
Almost all the rivers in the cocoa grain areas are polluted. Farmers have to, you know, transport water from the house in Abubuya to the farms.
And the government is not stopping it. That is the problem. Who controls the country? And who is in charge? And what is the police doing?
They have failed. They should come out and apologize to Ghanaians.
More as Cocoa Board admits the situation is negatively impacting the cost of running a cocoa farm.
Asking farmers to take water from home to the farm to go and spray, it adds to their costs. And then one of the things farmers have been complaining about is the cost of running their farms.
We'll bring you details shortly. Well, there's an outpouring of anger tonight following revelation by the Ghana Cocoa Board that it was forced to refund a $250 million loan procured from the African Development Bank for irrigation purposes on cocoa farms. According to the board, consultants recruited to implement the project, the Ghana Irrigation Authority advised against the initiative, warning any attempt to use Galamsey polluted river bodies will destroy their cocoa trees. Mr. Boahinedu told a graphic dialogue on the cocoa sector that until illegal mining is addressed, the sector will continue to be at risk.
Ordinary, when the rains are failing, you should have been doing irrigation. Almost all the rivers in the cocoa grain areas are polluted. Cocoa Board manual went to the African Development Bank to secure some $600 million. Eventually, you have to return $250 million. Part of that money was intended for irrigation. We commissioned the Ghana Irrigation Development Authority to do a pre-appraisal for us, assessment. And the report they brought was that almost all the rivers were contaminated. And you cannot use that murky, you know, muddy water to do anything with cocoa. You cannot use it for spraying. And this is, farmers have to, you know, transport water from the house in Abubuya to the farms, making farming even very expensive. Mm-hmm. Previously, the farmer gets to the nearest stream around the farm, and then he fetches the water to do the mass spraying and all that. But now, you dare not. Because the leaves have pores, which we call the stomata. And once you spray this muddy water onto it, the mud is going to block, you know, this stomata. And within a short time, you find all the leaves coming down. The trees will die. You cannot also use it for irrigation, you know, because it means that you have to be changing your filters almost every day. You have to be changing. It will be so expensive.
Well, so that's the CEO of the Ghana Cocoa Board. Now, president of the Concerned Cocoa Farmers Association, Anao Boadie, says farmers are now resorting to the use of sachet water and cutting water in gallons to the farms to spray their farms.
It is very serious that they do buy this sachet water and some also fetch water within gallons if they have some other pipes from various places and then bring it to the farm. Others also, with their cultivation of whatever, those that they are also doing, replacing with their cocoa and other things, they also have to, because with the climate change, there's no, how do you call it, rains and other things. So they have to also fetch water and sometimes get this sachet water, just put it on their cocoa a little bit, which is also affecting them financially. So talking about water, I think it's nothing to talk about. We don't even have it at all, because the rain is not coming as it is, and at the same time, the other ones that it is around that we can also fetch it or let's say depend on it has also been contaminated. So it is very serious. Drinking water has become a problem. Also, getting water to doing irrigation also within the farm has also become a very headache for us. So this is what is happening on the ground.
What intervention do you think government must initiate in order to help the farmers?
So what government? And is the government that can stop this galamsey? And the government is not stopping it. That is the problem. Who controls the country? And who is in charge? And what is the police doing? What is the military doing? What is our security service? What are they doing? They are doing nothing. So they don't deserve to hold such a position. They need to resign. They have to resign, because pollution of water, the person needs to be arrested.
So Cocoa Board itself is now admitting the situation is putting a strain on the finances of cocoa farmers in Ghana. Fifi Boafo is Deputy Director of Public Affairs for the Ghana Cocoa Board.
It has to cost. So for example, asking farmers, which we are doing, to take water from home to the farm to go and spray, it adds to their costs. Because the tricycle or the abobuja that will carry the water from home to the farm to do the spraying, whereas in time past, we could fetch water from a nearby river body or a stream. This adds to the cost of the farmer. And then one of the things farmers have been complaining about is the cost of running their farms. So it's a major challenge. Yes, we are helping them to address the issues, but it adds to the cost. And it is a cost that the farmers ordinarily do not expect. One is the water issue, which they don't have as a result of the streams being polluted. The other side of it is also the cost of labor. Communities where illegal mining are taking place, getting farm hands to go on the farm to work for farmers is a difficult thing to these days come by. And if a farmer should find one, how much the farmers are charged is exorbitant, because they charge based on how much they get from illegal mining sites. And it is difficult for the farmers to do so. So it's a difficult situation. It is not normal for farmers to go through these challenges, but this is the situation they find themselves in. And we can only engage looking forward to minimize the effect of the illegal mining on these farms.
Is that why a lot more people are selling off their farms? Do you get to get these reasons?
Of course, the farmers admit that if the cost of running the farms are higher, and how much they realize at the end of the season is also not significant. It will force them in one way or the other to consider a different option. Thankfully, I think these days we've seen prices of cocoa rising at the international market, even though in the last few weeks we've seen some drop, but it's still quite significant in terms of what the market trends have been the last 7 years. So there's some hope for farmers that despite these challenges, there seem to be a light at the end of the tunnel, and there are better days ahead for cocoa farmers.
Well, there's been more reactions to this story since it broke. General Secretary of the Ghana Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Karewe, says until illegal mining is addressed, the cocoa sector will continue to struggle.
There's no way out. We can allow criminality to continue to fester and grow to the extent that it destroys the entire environment. It is not only about cocoa now, because cocoa doesn't stand alone. There is a future. The solution is clear. It is a decision to be taken to say, one, we are going to stop galamsey, because there's no, you can't manage it You can't manage the galamse. The destruction it leaves behind cannot even be reclaimed. It's not like in any other land use where if one day you don't want to continue to grow oil palm on your farm, you can cut down the oil palm trees and grow rubber, or cut down the rubber trees and grow cocoa. Once galamse takes place on the farm, and what we know and we see, it leaves behind, you cannot go back there and use it for any other agricultural activity at all, unless you reclaim it, and we don't have that capacity now.
Well, so let's do a bit more on this story. Joining us is the head of public affairs at the Cocoa Board, Fifi Boafo. And also on the line is an agric economist with the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Dr. Robert Edu. Good evening to you, gentlemen. Let me start with you, Fifi Boafo, and thanks for joining. Now, is it the case that Cocoa Board wasn't aware of the devastation galamse is visiting on cocoa farms before going in for this loan facility?
Facility. I think the discussion started some time back, and this was in 2020 when we started. And at the time, if you compare to the level of devastation and what it is today, I think the situation has increased in terms of the level of devastation. And indeed, prior to that, we have started some piloting irrigation, and the piloting had gone on, and then we're setting to roll out fully until the findings came from the irrigation authority to the effect that it would not be prudent for us to proceed considering the level of devastation that has been caused by the illegal mining.
But when did you start negotiating for this particular loan?
This particular loan, the discussion started somewhere around 2018, and it was because we had started a piloting, and when the drawdown came in, or when we started drawing down, we had to fully roll out the irrigation project, and we needed some technical guidance, and then we had to sort the professional guidance, and this is the result we had.
But I mean, 2018 was the time that we were all fighting against galamse. That was the time the president had said he was putting his presidency on the line. So Cocoa Board knew that our river bodies were not all that well for us to rely on to institute an irrigation program.
The point is, we were fighting illegal mining, and expectation is that you will achieve some results. No one embarks on a process and believe that the process you're embarking on will not yield results. And at the time, you had also not done an extensive work to know the results. And the result is what we are taking a decision based on. The good thing is that realizing the effect, we have decided against opting for the facility for a project which will not give us results. If we had drawn down the facility for the purpose and then it has not given us the result, then you can say that, well, it wasn't a prudent thing to do. But we started the process. After the technical assessment, you realize that it would not be a good decision to proceed. That is why we decided not to draw down that facility for the purpose of realizing that, because if you go ahead against the technical advice, you will not get the results. Then there's no need for us to proceed.
Well, I mean, it occurs to me that the future then for the Ghana cocoa sector is quite bleak, because if the cocoa farmers have to carry water from their home, they can't do it forever. Our river bodies, we don't know when they will recover for us to then get water for them to spray their farms. So, I mean, is that a worry the Cocoa Board, you know, entertains at a point? And does it become a source of worry for you if you look at how things are going around the cocoa farms around the country?
No doubt it is a worry for us, because asking farmers to transport water from home to their farms for spraying purposes, as I indicated, at cost, and then it makes cocoa farming more laborious. So certainly it is a concern to us, and our expectation is that the situation would improve. We are not sitting on concern. We are engaging. Our expectation is that the river bodies will be protected. If you look at recently what the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, what they are doing, is to make sure that people who are involved in mining do not get into these river bodies to pollute them. The expectation is that it would yield some results and it will help, such that farmers will not have to rely on carrying water to their farms for spraying purposes and then, of course, for irrigation as well.
Stay on the line for me. Let me bring in an agri-economist. We're joined by Dr. Robert Edu. He is with the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, what does the news that we had to retain a loan meant for cocoa irrigation, mean to the future of cocoa sector and by extension, the economy of Ghana? Because we know how cocoa means to this economy.
Yeah, good evening to you and your listeners and also to Fifi. I think that it's a worry that Ghana is still struggling with this battle against galamsey. I think for Kokobo to retain the money, I think it's a good idea because if you go and start this whole project, you'll be losing out completely, and then paying back the loan will become a big problem for the country. So it's a good idea that they are retaining the money. But the bigger issue is, how soon are we going to deal with this galamsey canker so that our farms will be free, our farmers will be able to do their farming in peace? Because, trust me, like Fifi said, if you have a big cocoa farm and you have to go and spray and you have to carry water from home, I mean, you cannot begin to imagine amount of work that the farmer has to do. And so if you are not careful, then the farmer will only spray about half of the farm or a quarter of the farm. The rest of the farm will not get sprayed. And the implications for productivity is quite obvious to everybody. And so I think that the government really has to come back quite strongly and revisit this whole fight against galamsey, because it is about the economy of Ghana. When you touch cocoa, you are touching the economy of Ghana. When cocoa money doesn't come, our currency struggles. A lot of problems are encountered in the country. And so I think we have to just go beyond the few people who are doing the illegal mining and pocketing the money and look at the national interest. Otherwise, sooner than later, will lose the whole industry that Ghana has relied on for so long a time. Sometimes, if you read the literature, you will see that some tests that people have done even confirm that we are having some slight contamination of mercury in our cocoa beans. And that, again, threatens the future of the industry, because now we are talking about traceability, we are talking about sustainability. The market that buys our cocoa will not continue to buy when they see these traces of contaminants. And so I think that we have to come back to this fight against galamsey. Otherwise, we'll be here and in 10 years, 15 years' time, this industry that we so much love will be gone.
So, do I take it that in the medium term, in the next 10, 15 years, even we continue fighting galamsey as we are doing, we may not have an industry by that time?
Yes, that is it. Because, you see, when you read and you talk to farmers, some of them are so helpless. The illegal miners sometimes don't even go to the farmers to seek their consent. They just go in there and they start invading the farms. Sometimes people are okay, they sell it and get pittance. But we are saying that if we continue the way we are going, for the next 10, 15 years, this industry will be on its knees. And so let government come back, let the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, let them come back and fight the illegal thing strongly. Why can't Ghana, for example, declare that for the next 1-2 years, we are not going to allow any small-scale mining so that we can work on all the lands that they have already destroyed, reclaim them, and get our river bodies running, so that our farmers can do their irrigation and their spraying of their farms? It is in the interest of every one of us as a country. And I think that government must come back to this fight. We don't have to run away from the fight. It is a fight that we have to fight now. Otherwise, our future is in danger.
Well, stay with me, Doc. Let me bring in Dr. Kenneth Asigbe. He is lead convener for the Media Coalition Against Galamsey. Doc, if you listen to Dr. Edu, he says we have to ask miners to put a hold on their activities for us to allow our cocoa farmers to get access to water to spray their farms. You have been following this fight against Galamsey. At this point, what do you make of the fight?
Well, you know, it's interesting that we have all the signs of a country that is on the path of ecological suicide, but we don't see, our leaders do not seem to see that, you know, and we seem to cut our tongues and we think we have some meat that we're chewing. If you look at the graphic, the front page of graphic today, you know, Wainedu says cocoa is the country's oxygen, but we're cutting it off. Not only is the issue of the watering of these cocoa farms a problem, but it's also the fact that even the heavy metals, you know, is impacting the quality of our cocoa. And this has been one source of sustainable funding for our country. And we just are killing it. You have situations where, you know, even some forest reserves that have been put there for, you know, ages that are supposed to help us in, you know, this green thing that we're doing and carbon. But then you find the, you know, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources calling for increased forest finance. But we are giving some of these forest reserves, you know, some of, you know, we are giving them up to, you know, mining, for mining activities that are destroying them. You know, so it is sad that all of these things are happening and we are destroying our very essence as a people, and we don't seem to see it, because this issue about cocoa farm is not just today that we know that there's a loan that have been returned. The risk to our, you know, our cocoa, you know, going forward has been said, to the extent that when you're going to some countries like Japan, the level of tests that you have to do before your cocoa goes to Japan is something else. We have heard the fact that even in the EU are saying that if you are not too careful, they might ban our cocoa. And now, you know, you have the situation where, you know, you now have lost this money. It is just the fact that our leaders are not doing what it is that they need to be doing. That's the basic truth. We have all the laws that we have. Ask yourself, what has happened to Akonta Mining? Akonta Mining, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, pointed him out that he was engaged in an illegality. Akonta Mining has the MPP, Ashanti Regional Chairman, you know, has, you know, that he and another person are the directors of that particular organization. We petitioned the IGP, and then it was forwarded to the Director General CID. What has happened to it? So when you don't treat these things with the seriousness they deserve, how do you think that others are going to do it? As we speak, you know, if you go on to all our river bodies, the champlains are back on it. But we have laws that say all of those things are proscribed. You cannot do it. It is just about the fact that, you know, we are toying with our future. And the way we are going, it's not only cocoa that is going to go, but even the water to drink itself. We might be importing it, you know, so it's not only that they would have to carry it from their homes, but it's even going to be imported. And so how are you going to water your cocoa farms?
Well, an expensive
and we
water.
See all of these things, and we don't seem to wanting to fight this, because, you know, we are seeing today's money that we're getting, and we are, you know, just focusing on a very Esau-like, you know, mentality, what we get today, forgetting about even our tomorrow, not even talking about those, you know, who are going to come after us.
Is this latest development an affirmation of government's failure in the fight against illegal mining?
No, it's just one of them. It's just one of the signs of the fact that, you know, this fight against Galamsey is failing. And not only that, you know, if you have the situation, you know, there's a pathologist in KNUSC who is showing children who are now being born, you know, fetuses that are very, you know, very badly deformed. You have the situation where renal diseases are on the increase in some of these areas. You have the situations where, you know, even we've had the issues of Côte d'Ivoire have been complaining about the fact that our activities are polluting their water body. So the signs are, you know, the turbidity of water, you know, that we're getting. the signs are on the, you know what I mean? It is very sad that, you know, we keep on saying the same things, and we are on the road to extinction. That's what we are on. You know, in any war, if you have people poisoning the waters of their enemies, it's considered a serious war crime. I don't know what people will say about people who poison their own water. Very recently, Erastus did some work that is telling us that even Ghana water, when they do the treatment of the water, they might not be taking all the heavy metals out of it. So you are sitting in Accra, you are sitting in Kumasi, thinking that you are not impacted. But you never can be too sure. I remember CSI a long, some time ago, they did some research, and when they went out doing research, they bought bread from some of these communities. When they came back to do, the research, the level of heavy metals that were in it. So the signs are on the ground that we are killing ourselves. Mm.
But having fought this for all these years, I mean, this didn't start today. It started some governments past till today. If we're still not winning, do we throw ourselves in there and say, well, we've conceded,
we've
defeated?
We cannot. Mm. So for me, I think that the time has come for us, you know, to re-enkindle the fight. Fortunately for us, there's an election coming, you know, so we need to be asking the government that is in power, what are you doing to fix this problem? We need to be asking, the vice president who wants to become president. We need to be asking, John Mahama, who also wants to become president. What are the concrete measures? And be holding this to the people and say, if they cannot really resolve this issue, then we should be rethinking who we're going to be voting for. So that we need to do that. We need to also get into, the time has also come for us to intensify a lot more of our investigative reportage.
Okay.
So that we can, be able to bring these people up and, push the government.
Mm.
You know, we also need gotten to the time where we might have to start considering some of the other courts, that we can go to beyond our Ghanaian courts, to say that, where can we go to? Can we go to the Hague? Where can we go to?
Okay.
You know, because we cannot throw our hands in there. And it's important that, Joy FM, you don't just do this as, you wait only for Erastus to go and do this one also come. We need the whole journalist in Ghana. We need to rekindle this fight again and have a campaign, a sustainable campaign to say this, trend that we are on, if we don't find a way of changing it, unfortunately, all of us will be doomed.
Mm, all of us have to join the fight. I'm grateful to you, Doc. Let me bring in Samson Ahi. He's member of the Agri Committee of Parliament. But grateful to you for joining us here. Now, does this come to you as a surprise that our water bodies in many of these cocoa growing areas are so polluted that Cocoa Board could not operate an irrigation system to our farmers?
Hello?
Oh, did you hear me?
Yeah, good. I can hear you now.
Yes, so I wanted to find out from you whether this development or this latest news of the Cocoa Board retaining an amount of $250 million, part of which was meant for an irrigation scheme because of the pollution of our river bodies, does it come to you as a surprise as a member of the Agri Committee of Parliament?
Yeah, let me say good evening to your listeners and say that, yes, I'm surprised and shocked at this development. And just to say that the 1992 Constitution imposes an obligation on the president to protect all natural resources for the people of Ghana. All natural resources, which river bodies are included. If you look at Article 257, it imposes an obligation on the government or the president to protect natural resources. So for the Ghana Cocoa Board CEO to come out to admit that the Galamsey activities have destroyed water bodies, it's an admission of the failure on the part of this current government. Because if you could recall, the professor conducted the investigation.
Is it Professor Frimpong Boateng?
Professor Frimpong Boateng conducted investigation. In the report, indicated the number of government officials who are personally involved and engaged in illegal mining. called Garamse activities. And so now, if you are being told that Garamse activities are destroying river bodies to the extent that money made for irrigating the coal farm has to be returned because they cannot get raw water to water the cocoa farm, then it's just an admission of a monumental failure on the part of Nanado and the Romanian government, because they have failed to adhere to that constitutional position to protect our natural resources. So I think that it's unfortunate. It's a very sad situation, but I know that the government is aware that people who are involved in this illegal mining activity, he knows them. Some of them are in the government, but says that because the government has sanctioned illegal activity, mining activity in this country, that is why they cannot control. They couldn't control it, and now we are being told that we've lost our river bodies, and then because of that, even we can't even do irrigation. Farming.
As a it's member of the Agri Committee, you have a responsibility. Again, you are a representative in Parliament. You're clothed with the responsibility to check what happens in this country. What are you going to do when Parliament reconvenes to address this matter? Yeah, because it's getting out of hand.
The first thing is to invite the Minister of Agri, who is responsible for Cocoa Board, to come and then explain to us and then give us the research that they have conducted, which is proving that we can no longer do irrigation farming with regards to cocoa. So we'll do that. And we'll also try and file some other questions and elicit for answers on some of the developing issues which are coming now. Because we all know the importance of cocoa to the Ghana's economy. And for us to be told that now we have to pull our arms and then we can't do anything about it. We can't do irrigation farming. We can increase our production, because as far as we are concerned, cocoa board, the output has declined drastically. They couldn't even reach 50% of their 2023-2024 target. And so if we are being told that it's a result of illegal mining, as a result of Galamsey, that is why river bodies are dead, and now we can't even have raw water to irrigate our cocoa farm. This is a serious matter, which one will resume. As a committee, we take it up to try and find answers to some of these questions.
Thank you. Honorable Samson here. Samson here is a member of the Agri Committee of Parliament. Fifi Bwafu, so, I mean, what's the board doing now to support farmers or to ensure that we still maintain our production levels? We are told that this year we did badly. I mean, for the 2023-2024 season, we've done somewhere around 600,000 tons, which is quite an underperformance, isn't it?
Well, I admit that the production this year has not been the best, but the reason for the low production is exclusively as a result of illegal mining. Weather generally has been a major contributing factor to the poor production, and it is not a Ghana exclusive. I'm sure all of us are aware of the fact that cocoa production generally across the globe has suffered, and that is why we see the astronomical increase in price of cocoa. So that's not Ghana exclusive. Of course, there are other factors like the soil issues and weather, as I've indicated, that have contributed, and illegal mining, as we are discussing. So it is not exclusive issue of illegal mining that has contributed to the poor production we are experiencing. And it is not just Ghana. Let me reemphasize the point so that we do not just create the impression that it's because of illegal mining that is why the entire world cocoa production has suffered. Yes, we are.